Encumbrances and liens. A claim, lien, charge, or liability attached to and binding real property is an encumbrance. Encumbrances place limitations on property owners. Some common examples of encumbrances are liens, easements, encroachments, restrictions, and leases. An encumbrance diminishes the property rights of the owner. Some encumbrances are desirable, as they afford homeowners the services they need. Utility easements. In contrast, others are negative, as they limit their ability to freely use their own property, such as easements for ingress and egress onto other property. Some liens are given freely, such as mortgage liens. Some liens are taken or come with the property, such as deed restrictions. In any case, almost all properties have some encumbrances against them. The legal method of removing an encumbrance is to obtain a release. A lien is a right given by law to certain creditors to have debts paid out of the property of a defaulting debtor, usually through a court sale. A lien holder does not own the property that is encumbered. Instead, the holder has an interest that, in some cases, may result in the foreclosure of the property. Common examples of liens include mortgages and trust deeds, tax liens, judgments, and mechanics and materialmans, or M&M liens. Did you know? Pledging an asset, such as real property, as collateral to secure a loan is called hypothecation. The borrower hypothecates the property to secure the loan. The borrower gives the lender the right to seize the property in the event of default, but does not give up title or possession of the property. When the note is repaid, the lender returns it to the borrower along with a release of lien, which should be recorded in the county where the property is located. Encumbrances other than liens. Real property is subject to many other potential encumbrances, including covenants, conditions, and restrictions, or CC and RRs, which are the deed restrictions that control the use of property and architectural style. Private deed restrictions, which are limitations placed in a deed when property is conveyed to a new owner. As a rule, these deed restrictions apply to all future owners, and easements for ingress, egress, and utilities. A mortgage is a pledge of real estate as security for repayment of a debt. The borrower is known as the mortgage, or the lender is known as the mortgage EE. The mortgage package actually consists of two major documents. 1. A promissory note, which is also known as a real estate lien note, is the borrower's unconditional promise to repay and includes the amount borrowed, payment amount, due date, and rate of interest. The note is not generally recorded. And 2. A mortgage, which is the document that pledges the property as security for repayment of the note and is recorded in the county in which the property is located. When the note has been repaid, the lender returns it to the borrower along with a release of lien. The release of lien should be recorded in the county in which the property is located. If the borrower fails to repay the note, the mortgage allows the lender to foreclose the property. Foreclosure is the legal procedure whereby the secured property may be sold to satisfy the unpaid promissory note. Common occurrences that can result in foreclosure include payment delinquency, failure to pay property taxes, failure to maintain the mortgaged property, and failure to keep the property properly insured. While the foreclosure process varies from state to state, all states provide that the property be sold in a public auction. If the property fails to sell at the auction, ownership will transfer to the lender. Any excess money left over from the forced sale is given to the debtor. In the event of a shortage, the lender may sue the borrower for a deficiency judgment. In many states, the lender may sue the borrower for a deficiency judgment if there is a shortage between the price for which a property sells at a public auction and the amount owed by the borrower. Other states, like California, have enacted anti-deficiency legislation. If the lender acquires the property in foreclosure, it is entered on the books as an asset under an accounting category called real estate owned, or REO. The unpaid note is written off as a loss. Mortgages. In many states, the primary documents used in mortgage lending are the promissory note and mortgage. The instrument used to pledge property is called a mortgage. A mortgage is a legal document by which the owner, or the buyer, transfers to the lender an interest in real estate to secure the repayment of a debt, evidenced by a mortgage note. When the debt is repaid, the mortgage is discharged, and a satisfaction of mortgage is recorded with the register or recorder of deeds in the county where the mortgage was recorded. Nearly every real estate transaction involves a mortgage, because most people cannot afford to buy real estate with cash. The mortgage is a contract between the lender and the borrower, and therefore, has only two parties. A mortgage is a legal two-party instrument in which real property is pledged by the 1. Mortgagor. This is the borrower who signed the promissory note and is obligated to repay the loan. And 2. The mortgagee. This is the lender who is extending credit to the borrower as security for the repayment of a loan or the performance of a duty. This pledge ends when the debt or duty is discharged or released. Mortgages must identify the debt the mortgage or is obliged to repay and the land that secures this debt. If the borrower fails to repay the loan, the lender can foreclose on the property. In other words, the lender has the right to sell the property to recover funds. A lien is a right given by law to certain creditors to have debts paid out of the property of a defaulting debtor, usually through a court sale. A lien holder does not own the property that is encumbered. Instead, the holder has an interest that, in some cases, may result in the foreclosure of the property. A mortgage lien is a typical example of a voluntary lien.